My black lab, Midnight, met me at the front door of Cahill Investigations home office, also known as my home. I was the agency's owner, investigator, and sole employee. Kept complaints about the boss down to a minimum. Business had been good for a while. I'd been the news media hero of the week about a year back, and it had been a marketing bonanza. If the media had dug deeper, I could have been the villain of the week. That might have been even better for marketing. I was between jobs right now, but not worried about making my monthly nut like I would have been a year ago. I had savings. I had options. I had a 25-year-old safe without its combination from my late father's den. The safe. I knew how to pick a lock on a door, but not a safe. The pick set I kept in the trunk of my car would be of no use. I lugged the safe upstairs to my office. Midnight followed me and found his spot under my desk. My cell phone rang while I checked my mental Rolodex for former clients who could crack a safe. None. I looked at the incoming call. Kim, my ex-girlfriend whom I hadn't talked to in almost 2 years, since she'd gotten married. I answered.
Rick?
She used to call me Ricky, the only person who'd ever tried. Her voice had a slight nervous waver. My stomach? The same. Kim, how's married life? My voice, cooler than I'd intended, covered up my stomach's nerves and the pang in my chest.
Fine.
Flat.
I'm hoping you can help me.
Of course. What do you need?
I mean, I want to hire you.
Oh. I had a rule to never fall for a client. I wondered if that included taking on a client who I'd already fallen for earlier in life. My life, my rules. Well, I'm a little, kinda, I could give you contact info for someone who's really good.
This probably wasn't a good idea. I'll find someone on my own. I hope you're well.
No, wait. I didn't have a rule that said I couldn't help a friend. Whatever you need.
Okay.
An inhale.
Could we talk about it in person?
Sure. I wanted to see her, but I didn't want to see her. I didn't want to be reminded of the life I let slip away. I meet with clients at Muldoon's. Turk lets me use a booth if the restaurant's not too busy. Can you meet me there at 6 tonight?
Yes?
It sounded like a question. She may have been trying to figure out what she'd tell her husband to get away. Her husband. Not my problem. Muldoon's Steakhouse sat on Prospect Street, La Jolla's Restaurant Row. It hadn't changed much in the 40-plus years it held up the north end of the row. Square concrete building in a sea of modern remodels. It withstood the waves of trends that restaurants in the area had tried and discarded. Muldoon's was an old-school steakhouse, family-owned, run by Turk Muldoon. My one-time partner and one-time best friend. I walked inside the dimly lit entry at 5:55 p.m. Turk manned the hostess station, still a massive man who was an all-conference linebacker at UCLA 20 years ago. But he looked thinner than the last time I'd seen him, and older. Gray pinched in on his curly red hair around the temples. His once cherubic face was now drawn back to finally show his age. Years spent leaning against a walking cane can do that. The fact that he could stand upright at all was a near miracle. The doctors thought Turk would live the rest of his life in a sitting position when they extracted the bullet wedged against his spine 4 years ago, the night he saved my life. Rick, he forced a smile. You here to meet with a client or have dinner? Client. I forced a smile of my own. Booth 4 is available. He pointed his cane toward the dining room. You know the way. Thanks. I started for the dining room, relieved our conversation was over. How will I know your client? His voice over my shoulder stopped me. Will he ask for you? She. I turned back toward him. It's Kim. You can just send her back. Thanks. Connolly? Turk's eyebrows rose. He always liked Kim. He never understood why I broke up with her. With each passing year, neither did I.